Thursday night. Let's try to finish up Simen Kuf Ches, I believe it is. Yes. And we're up to Sif Ches. Now it gets a little more complicated. Till now we were dealing with simple scenarios where it was the same Shmona Esrei, and if you missed one, so you do a makeup. Let's say the Shmona Esreis are essentially different. Siftes, Tovloi Hispala Mincha Be'er of Shabbos. So Mispala Larvish Tayim Shal Shabbos, because now that's the Chiyuv, that's Shmona Esrei. It's not as simple, and we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, we'll see different cases, but that's the Pashtus. The thrust of the halacha is that you daven according to the here and the now. So it's Shabbos now, so you daven Shtayim Shal Shabbos. Rishon la'arvis v'shniyah l'tashlumin. Now, why Atoki Dashta? Again, because it's night and it's Shabbos, so you'll daven the night nusach. But you really, you know, so you're davening Ma'ariv twice as a makeup. Hagor, Pua dinam lo yispal mincha be'er v'sh chodesh. So mispal shol v'sh chodesh tayim. And you say Yalav Yavo in both. Be'im lo hisker Yalav Yavo b'rishona t'hisker b'shniya. That would be a classic case where from your actions you're indicating that you're, we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah if you beferish had in mind the right way, but if you didn't beferish have in mind the right way, so by not saying Yalav Yavo in the first and by saying in the second, you're showing with your actions that you're davening the makeup one first and you're not saying Yalav Yavo. And then in the second one, you're saying Yalav Yavo. So that's why Tzorech Lachzor Hispala. And this is the same halacha we had a few sifim ago, that if you daven the first one l'shem the Tashlumen and the second one l'shem Chove, you're not Yotze and you have to daven the Tashlumen over again. Avalim lo hiskim b'shteyan. But if so, that's only because there's an indication to that of that. Avalim lo hiskim b'shteyan, lo hiskim b'rishayin, lo b'shniya, and Tzorech Lachzor. You're fine if, unless.
Oh, because it's fire.
Okay. No. But, yeah, right. I'll stand. Yeah, you know, if you have an over against the LBL because it's fire, right? Mishnah Berurah of Cotton's Cafe. Avol gav shabol tashlum shel chol. The basic din that you're daven according to the here and now. So even though you're making up a chol tefillah, which you're not saying now, mikomakom kivin shachlav hu Shabbos, mispalal oisu gam shol Shabbos. V'yim tov hispalal hashniya shol chol, potur mele hispalal. So you say, wow, that's a tremendous chiddush. And it is a chiddush because it's on Shabbos, really. You should, Shmona Esrei is not inappropriate for Shabbos. The regular Shmona Esrei, where you're not maskir shol Shabbos, is really. Kedavim Shmona Esrei Shabbos too. The Gemara says, the Rishonim say, it's al covered Shabbos that we don't. But we're more used to the idea that you're not mavakshin abakosha on Shabbos. But really, it's not shalom in yono. It's not totally inappropriate.
If you don't mention Shabbos in that Shmona,
yeah. It's not like Yalav Yavo. There's no.
And if you make a Shabbos Shmona Esrei without saying the Kaddish Shabbos.
But you didn't say any of those.
And you haven't said a
Shabbos. No, on Shabbos, if you do it, you're not Yotze.
But this is because.
This is the makeup. Right.
Since
it's Tashlumen for the Choyel. So if you daven the Chol Tefillah, it's a Machlaikis. You look at the Sharetzion, he's passing like the Pri Chodesh and the Chayodim and the Derech HaChayim. Actually, most Achareinim hold like that, the Loi Kataz. The Taz argues. It's because it's a makeup tefillah for a Choyel Tefillah. And really, a Choyel Tefillah is not inappropriate for Shabbos. So, b'di'eved, you're okay. That's what the Mishnah Berurah paskens also. The Hikdam Bazaar shall cholas shall Shabbos lo yotzal l'chuli alma shari nikar shehikdam atashlumin. That's like, we're going to have in a few sentences the Alavi Yavo. Now he says another Kiddush. Achmadayin ayom godol ala shekibol Shabbos l'mizno shiroi b'borchu lo yispal l'adayin mincha the mavur l'kamomis and mereis on l'chimel siftez lov the yispal l'arvish shtayim. You can't have a mincha anymore because you're a makabal Shabbos, but it's before shkia. L'chadchila tzorech l'zbalu shtayim shol Shabbos v'rishayinu l'shem marvaz v'shniyim l'shem tashlumi mincha. U'b'di'evet, in this case, in l'zbalu v'shayinu l'shem mincha v'afilu in l'zbalu oysa shol choyel efshad yot choyel v'adayin yoyimu. This is a tremendous chiddush. B'di'evet, we're accepting that you daven the tashlumin first, since it is the zman still inherently for the tefillah for which you davening tashlumin. In halacha, you're not allowed to daven mincha anymore.
You're prevented from doing so.
What?
You're prevented from doing so because you're
yeah, but inherently, it's not.
Still,
it's time. Right. At the time, it's okay. So therefore, b'di'evet, we accept that you daven shel choyl first, even if you daven shel Shabbos. Some said only if you daven shel choyl. Even if you daven properly, the right Shmona Esrei, you daven shel choyl. You daven shel Shabbos. But you had in mind the wrong way. You had in mind shel Tashlumin first. Mishmur says, afilo nispal loisim shel choyl. But if you daven shel Shabbos, so, but the evidence is good. So what's the principle? Principle lives, it's really weird. It's too late for mincha. You can't daven mincha anymore. You're not allowed to. You have to daven Meirev twice, tashlumin. That's clear. I'm not saying, but the evidence, you can daven mincha. He's not saying that. And that's not the din. He's saying, but the evidence will accept that you're davening the tashlumin first. Normally it's inappropriate to daven the tashlumin first. The lashon columbus is because the reason we insist on the chayva first is because the tashlumin can only be bisman a tefillah. So this we had the lashon before the Mishnah Berurah, if you remember. So it's davening the chayva, which is kaveya. Okay, now it's a time of davening, so you can make the tashlumin. But if you're in this weird situation, I guess that's l'chayr in a pshat in the lomdus of the Mishnah's acceptance of the b'di'evet. If you're in the time which inherently is the zman of the ikar tefillah, of the tefillah, it's just you can't daven it anymore because you are mekabel Shabbos. So here we'll allow you, b'di'evet, at least, will b'di'evet accept that you'll daven the tashlumin first, because it's really the zman of the davening that you're davening. Even though, and you're davening shel Shabbos, really. It's like really weird. But that's the psak here. Interesting. Halacha. Shtayim. It's like funny even. You're davening shel Shabbos, remember. Okay, shtayim.
It's definitely it's still a tashlumin.
It's a tashlumin, and it's too late to daven the ikar tefillah, and it's a tashlumin. The only thing we're allowing you to do because of this anomaly that it's still the time of the first tefillah, even though it's too late for you to daven it, because you're mekabel Shabbos already, is we'll allow you to daven the tashlumin first. The logic is because it's a zman of tefillah. It's the zman of the tefillah. Normally you have to daven the chayva first to be kaveyed as a zman tefillah. Here it is inherently so anyway. A maisa could be negeya every day. It could be. You could not daven mincha. Oh, I can't be aistus. Normally the only way is if you daven mayor.
So. I don't understand. What's the number? Why is your tefillah kaveya that it's now zman of tefillah?
That's the halacha. That's... If you look why you have to daven the chayva first,
yeah,
that's why.
What's the lomdus of that?
I don't know. That's for that shiur. I'm just explaining this halacha that we just learned. You want to go back to that and examine that? That's how Chazal were kaveyat. They didn't say you could just daven willy-nilly. okay, makeup time. There's rules. The rules are it has to come bisman, the next tefillah, and you have to daven the next tefillah first. It latches on to the ikur tefillah. That's how we explained it.
That's what just is hard to understand in this context. But it's hard to understand.
No, it's not. It's adarab. It makes it much easier. Here, where it's inherently the zman of the ikur tefillah,
of that tefillah,
so you don't need to latch it on to anything. It's inherently so. It's just you can't daven it, so you have to daven tashlumin. But your tashlumin doesn't need to latch on to anything, because inherently it's the proper zman for that tefillah. It makes a lot of sense. I mean, it can't make too much sense. It's only b'di'evit. You're not supposed to do it. Shtayim. Rosh Chodesh Shtayim. V'chein posko mogen avrom v'derechayim. V'shori achroinim d'loika alavush v'siyato. Shesovrim she'ein sorech lahaskir v'shniyah shol Rosh Chodesh. In other words, there's a whole body of opinion that holds you don't have to daven the tashlumin more than you had to daven the ikur, so to speak. So if you didn't say if the ikur was a shmonesri without yalav yavo, so the tashlumin doesn't demand yalav yavo either. That's a body. It's going to come up time and time again now. So you'll say Friday night. Why doesn't the Levush hold that you should daven a choyel tefillah? That's a good question. I hope you're bothered by it. The answer is, in other words, the Mechaber said a halacha, and then the Ramah said hu hadin. Then the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Levush, that in the hu hadin, the Levush holds, you don't have to say yalav yavo.
That's not a problem with Shabbos.
Because it's still not covered Shabbos. Just like the whole institution of Shmoneh Esrei on Shabbos says that covered Shabbos demands that we don't say Shmona Esrei, so that's why there's no Shitas Halavush on Friday night that says you daven a Chayil Shmona Esrei. Good. Mishlo Yisbalul Arvis Beresh Chodesh Yisbalul Shachar Shtayim Vayhizkir Bishniya Yalav Yavo. So again, you'll be surprised. Mishbura Paskins Ain't Tzorech Lachzor L'Hizbalel, because you're doing Mayriv. Really weird. You're doing Meirv. Meirv, you don't have to daven over if you miss Yalav Yavo.
What's what happened?
You're davening Shachris twice.
It's Rosh Chodesh.
It's Rosh Chodesh, and you're davening Shachris a second time as a makeup for Meirv. You forgot Yalav Yavo in your second Shmoneh Esrei, which was for Meirv. So the Mishmur, he paskins like the Achronim that hold you don't have to daven it over, because by Meirv Gufa you wouldn't have had to daven over. So you can't make the tashlumin more chamur than the ikar. It's not so logical. Why?
Because
the reason you don't have to daven Shmoneh Esrei over is because it's the night time. And ain makachem is hachodesh b'layla. So to speak, it's not Rosh Chodesh yet, so to speak. Or you don't officially. You're not that sure it's Rosh Chodesh yet. The answer is that you're right. First of all, it's Machlokes Achronim. But probably the svara is that the bottom line is, you don't always look at the reason, in other words. The bottom line is that Meirv, Yalav Yavo is not ma'akid by Meirv. That's your bottom line. Yalav Yavo is not ma'akid by Meirv. So by the makeup for Meirv, it's also not ma'akid. You don't always. I mean, that's a common, a common thing. Yeah, but that's not enough of an explanation, because Ari is saying the source law. Dio means the derived law won't be more than the source law. Ari is asking, but the source law also was only because it's night. So I'm answering that, and it's true, but who says you always have to stay tied to the reason? Now you say now there's an independent halacha that Chazal said, that Yalav Yovel is not essential at night. It's not Ma'akiv at night. In Ma'ariv. In Ma'ariv. It's not Ma'akiv Ma'ariv. So now to make up for Ma'ariv, now you can say that. And again, it is a Machlokes Achronim. So this is just, we're dealing with the Mishnah Berurah's Pesach, but obviously it's a big Machlokes here. What can Avraham hold you do? Okay. V'cheinam tov lo yispal al mincha v'rish chaydish. Oh, v'rish chaydish hu shnei yomim. V'yispal al ar v'shtayim v'shnei hu l'tashmunish al mincha. Afilu lo yiske v'rish chaydish ein tzorech lachzor. Even the afilu ikar at filu da ar v'sh ein tzorech lachzor v'shul yalav yomu. Al v'choyma mashuachu l'tashmunish. Why did he have to give this scenario? Because this scenario is a bigger chiddush. Does you davening a makeup for a mincha? Now he's saying that it's also not what. It's like dayo. There's two dayos. In the first halacha, he was saying we'll call it dayo in recognition of Arya Sonnenberg. We'll label it dayo. But he's saying two different dayos here. In the first case, he's saying dayo. That the makeup tefillah shouldn't be more chomer than the tefillah it's coming to make up. In the second scenario, he's saying a dayo that the makeup tefillah shouldn't be more chomer than the tefillah of cholva that it latches onto. So if in the tefillah that it latches onto, yalav yovel is not essential, then in the second one also. Even though in the tefillah that it's coming for, it is essential. Rish Chodesh was 2 days, and you didn't say Yalav Yovel. No, that's why you're davening over. Oh, that's not true. Okay, you could have missed Mincha also. This is like we had early in the Siman. We had really that when if you miss Mincha, you daven Ma'ariv twice. Normally, Tashlumin's a chova. The same two dials apply. If you miss Ma'ariv and you're davening Shachris twice, the second Shachris is not an absolute chova. It can't be more chomer than the Ma'ariv it's coming to make up. And if you miss Mincha and you're davening Ma'ariv twice, the second Ma'ariv is also not more of an absolute, even though you're mechuyev to daven Tashlumin. But not at night. At night it's not an absolute chiyuv, because your tashlumin can't be more than the ikar tefillah that it's latching onto.
So it comes out only when you're making up Shabbos.
Right. So the real absolute obligation is only from Shachris to Mincha. Not from Mincha to Ma'ariv, but not from Ma'ariv to Shachris. Right? And that's the second scenario. That the Tashlumin tefillah won't be more than the tefillah it's latching onto. No, it's like that. You're davening Ma'ariv twice. So the second time, it can be more of a chiyuv than the first time. Davening a second Ma'ariv. Wait, just... Actually, if you learn, if anybody here know or recently learned or remembers Bava Kamma, Mishnayos Bava Kamma, anybody? Okay, there's a Mishnah, the Mishnah of Dayo. Do you know the case of Dayo, the classic case, the standard case? Rav Tarfon wants Keren. Rav Tarfon wants Keren Bershus Hayochid to pay Nezek Sholem because of a Kal V'Chomer from Shein V'Regel, right? And he says like Maduch, right? Shein V'Regel, which is Potter in Rishus Harabim, and Keren is Chayiv in Rishus Harabim. So Shein V'Regel, which is Chayiv in Rishus Hanizik. So certainly Karen should be Chaim Rishus HaNizik Nezik Shalom. So then It's a diode. No, you have the same two diodes, is my point. In other words, they say the Kal Vachomer two different ways. One is from Keren to Keren, and one is from... In one of them, they end up saying Keren and Rishus Harab, Keren and Rishus Hayochet. Keren and Rishus Harab is Chayav. So Keren and Rishus Hayochet should certainly be Chayav, Mezek Sholem. And the other one, they say, if Shein Varegel, so you say Dayo both ways. Both, it can't be better than the source halacha. And it also can't be better than when it's like latching on to, so to speak. You really, in that Mishnah, which is the source of Dayo, you really have both Dayos also. It's too, if I had a blackboard, I would show you. But.
I'm just saying it's strange that if you say if the Shabbos was at night, and the first Shabbos you say Yalav Yom, and the second one you don't, that should be okay.
Yeah, why? You're davening Ma'ariv again. At Ma'ariv, Yalav Yom is not essential.
I understand. But it's like benching and having, let's say, in Yalav Yom, it's like a steering. The first Ma'ariv is Rosh Chodesh. The second Ma'ariv, you're saying it's not Rosh Chodesh.
Well, you forgot Yalav Yom. Yalav Yom is not essential at night. At Ma'ariv, we now say. Yalav Yom is not essential at Ma'ariv. Chazal didn't make it. It's not Ma'akev in Ma'ariv. That's all you have to say. You're making the same mistake. Pardon me. You're banging around with the reason.
Right.
So you're saying there's no more reason because you already declared and established that it's Rosh Chodesh. So you got to knock that out of your head. Okay. Again, another one. Everything's a machlekes here. We're learning the pesukim of the Mishnah Berurah.
The other way around, you may have to repeat.
Now,
then
we say like this. We had this halacha before. If you daven the tashlumin first and mechova second, you're not yotze. Right? We had that halacha before. The Mishnah Berurah happened to speak out there that there are some that say that if the only way that happened is because of your intention, but there was no outward indication of it, then it's okay. Here we have another case of an outward indication where you said, let's say you're davening Ma'ariv Rosh Chodesh twice because you forgot Mincha, and in the first one you did not say Yalav Yom, and in the second one you did, even though that's wrong, like the whole thing is wrong. But by your actions, you're indicating, you're exhibiting that you're davening the first one for the Tashlumin, and you're mistakenly not saying Yalav Yom because you think it's the Tashlumin. Now the Mishnah Berurah speaks out. That's just. Okay, let's see. Let's learn the Mishnah Berurah. The possession of Hizka Barishayna by not saying Yalav Yom in the first one, Goli Daite, he's indicating, he's showing, in the Skavin Bolish and Tashlumin Shalerev Shchaydish Davi Chayel, that he means to make up Mincha, which is a non Yalav Yom Shmona Esrei. So he's mistaken. Really? Even if he's wrong anyway. Like, he's anyway wrong. But that's what he's exhibiting. Anton will have the same thing. You have to dive in the makeup again. Oh, so, in other words, why is it an indication that that's what he's mistakenly doing? Because he didn't say Yalav Yom. The Chidon of Hiskei Yalav Yom, so he's showing that's what he means to do. The Lezer Rish Chodesh was 2 days. But the Mishnah Berurah is just very, very logical what he said. He's saying, it's only because it's an indication. Like, but let's say Rish Chodesh was 2 days. And he forgot Mincha. He's davening Ma'ariv twice. And in the first one, he happened to not say Yalav Yom. And in the second one, he did. So then there's no indication. No indication that he means to daven the Tashlumin first, because he should have said Yalav Yom anyway. He just forgot, that's all. Now, why don't you say the same thing when the day before was Chayil? I hope you can say the same thing. because he's wrong. He didn't say Alav Yavo. He's indicating he's davening the Tashlumin first. So why don't you say it's no indication? He's wrong. Like, even if he was doing that, he's wrong. So why don't you say that's not what he means to do? Like, why do you say the guy is such an Amoritz, and thereby you say it's an outward indication that he's davening Tashlumin first? Because he's anyway wrong, even if that's indeed what he's doing. I don't know. To me, it's all weird. The whole thing is weird. Like, because if you okay, Avul Amhoyer Rish Chaydish Nayomim, and he didn't daven Mincha the first day of Rish Chaydish, he didn't daven Marv twice, and he didn't say Alav Yavo the first one, that's right. So then it's okay, because there's no Lekaraya to Bishvil Tashlum in his Palalosa. Oid Kosva Achrainim, very, very, very important. It almost makes this halacha not relevant. Because it's like the halacha is talking about a guy whose mind is a blank. Because the Mishaburah speaks out that this whole din that we just learned is only if his mind was a blank. But if he meant to daven the first one as his chova and the second one as his tashlumin, so even though the guy forgot Yalav the other one the first and said in the second, so then it's still okay. If he had a mind the right ways, so then he just forgot.
And it doesn't mean he had a mind by Ritzay or something. If he had a mind when
he started the tefillah, he did it right. I'm davening Chayva first and Tashlum in second. He forgot Yalav the other one the first, that's all.
The fact that he's saying two doesn't mean that he knew that the first one was going to be Chayva and the second one was Tashlum. That's not enough of a lie. Because then, the fact that he's saying two tefillahs is not enough of a riot. The first one was for Chayva.
Of course not. Right. No, I mean, no. So we had before, when you daven two tefillahs, whenever you make a makeup tefillah, we learned before in the Mishnah Berurah, if your mind is a blank, it's okay. That's for sure it's okay. Mishnah Berurah said a chiddush, even if your mind had it wrong, it's okay, because there was no outward indication. That's what we learned. He said that b'shem some achrayim. Glad that he paskin not like that. I'm really not saying it over correctly. Mishnah Berurah paskin not like that. That you, if you had a mind first, Tashlumin, and then Chova, it's no good. You have to daven over the Tashlumin. But he just brought down many shittas that hold like that. Here he's saying that even when there wasn't that, even if there was what ostensibly would have been an outward indication, but if he had a mind the right way, he davened Chova first, then Tashlumin, so he's okay.
The Mishnah Berurah passage, you always go according to the positive Kavanah. If you have a Kavanah to do something, then it goes positive. And only when you're blank.
Say it that way, yeah. But then there's such a thing called you're blank.
Only if you're blank, right. Then you're blank, then you're, whether it's Nikron.
I don't really understand why I said this when we learned it. I don't know why blank is good. I don't understand it. Why shouldn't you have to, like, you have to know why you're davening? What do you mean blank? Why are you davening two Shmoneh Esrei for?
If you don't know which one has to be first, if you don't know the halakha,
that's not called blank. So you say, you know, whatever the way it's supposed to be, it's supposed to be. That's not called blank. That's like, you know, tkiyas. Okay, let's go back to Sif Yud is really a different scenario of what we just learned. Tov lo yispalel mincha b'shabbos. We had a tremendous chiddush in the beginning, talking about blank. No, we had a tremendous chiddush in the beginning of the Sif. Well, what did we have? You can use the chazan Shmoneh Esrei for your tashlum. I still can't get over that chiddush. The chazan's davening shachris, and it's being motzi people in shachris. No, wait, I'm sorry, I'm saying it wrong. The chazan, I'm sorry. That you can't do. That you can't do for a different reason, because you can't use chazaras or shats, because you're a baki, you have to daven yourself. The chazan, that was, the chazan who's davening shachris and is ostensibly being motzi people in shachris, he could use that for his ma'ariv tashlum. That's like, it's not so amazing, because really you're davening shachris twice. The Meir of Tashlum and the Shachris twice. Even though we had the Dayos Svara.
And his Kavona is that it's his Tashlum.
No, here's the Well, he has to have a double kavana. That's also a chiddush. That you can take the same Shmona Esrei and use it for different things.
He's saying for me,
he's mostly people who need it for shachris, and he's using it for himself for bayar. That's like, it's very counterintuitive. Normally we say you can't do that. Actually, by tzkiya shofar you could do it, right? The guy could blow shofar, and a guy that needs it for the tzkiya lefaneha, and a guy needs it for tzkiya lachreha, so they could. They could each use it for what they need it for.
The
tokeya
doesn't have to.
They could. Did as you could.
And the tokeya has a mind.
The tokeya, what does he have in mind? Whoever needs it could use it, I guess. So I guess that's what the Shliach Tzibah would have in mind. But here the Shliach Tzibah has same thing. You mean shachris for you and tashlumin of myrit for me. Okay. Anyway, Sif Yud has a similar scenario to test. Tovlo yispalo mincha b'shabbos. Because that's your chayva, that's your motzi Shabbos davening. So you'll say atochan antanu in your first monas, right? V'mohidl barishayna v'hidl b'shniya. But if you didn't do it right, shniya also loy, v'shayna loy also loy, for the same reason. Because by his actions, he's indicating that he is mistakenly davening the first one for mincha. It's a big chiddush because you're davening a chayos monas. You just didn't say atochan antanu. Like there, you didn't say yalav yavo. So you know you're identifying with mincha. Here, you're davening shmon esrei of Shabbos, of Motzei Shabbos. So you're clearly. All you did to relate to mincha is not say atochan antanu.
Yeah, but the tefillah that you're davening is really irrelevant. It doesn't make a difference what the nusach is of the tefillah that you're saying for
tashlumin. Right, adorama. But we still say that outwardly he's exhibiting that he's davening the tashlumin first. Why? Because he didn't say atochan antanu. My goodness, he davened the choyel tefillah.
But the feeling you're saying is not relevant.
I know, but
it's just a body. It's a vehicle for.
So then, why by not saying atochan antanu is he showing that he's identifying with Shabbos mincha by not saying atochan antanu?
No, he's just identifying that's
tashlumin.
He's not identifying with the Shabbos mincha.
How is he identifying that it's tashlumin? Because he's not saying atochan antanu.
Right. Not because it's.
How is he identifying by not saying atochan antanu that it's the tashlumin? There's also another chiddush that we're not speaking out. If you forget mincha erev Rosh Chodesh and you daven Ma'ariv twice, you have to say Yalav Yavo in both. So here, it wouldn't be that illogical to say you say that Tochan Antonu in both.
No, that's because you.
Mr. Burr says that.
Mr. Burr says.
Well, that's what the Mishnah.
The Mishnah Burr says you only do once.
That's all I'm doing. I'm speaking out the Mishnah Burr. Mishnah Burr, I'm just speaking out the Mishnah Burr of Sukkot and Chav Ches. Mishnah Burr, Abdullah, Daiba, Pam Echad. Mashaykin, Mishabbat, Verish, Chaydish, and Tzarech, Lahaskir, Bechalat, Tfilis. Same thing. If he specifically intended to reshine the chiyuva, bashniel the tashlumin. That's the way he passed it in the beginning. That in the beginning of the siman, that if you had a mind the wrong way, you're not yotzei. Oh, lo higdil b'shteyim, because ain chayzim b'shul haskaras habdolah b'tfila.
What should you do it tomorrow and you left out by mistake in the first one, should you say it in the second one?
You can, yeah.
Yes, because all you have to do is you have in mind that it's the Tashlim.
Is that if the Yemen did that? Or if that was in mind?
No, no. It's if you don't have anything in mind, so you've ruined it by not saying Hatachan Antono in the first and by saying it in the second. But if you forgot it, if you daven the first one with Shem Chayv and you forgot Hatachan Antono, so you're in the clear, you're daven the second one with Shem Tashlim.
The question is if the first one was Bistom, you were blank and you didn't say Hatachan Antono.
Still, say the second one with Shem Tashlim.
Should you say Hatachan
Antono? For sure, yes. For sure, yes.
Say the
sure,
second
yes.
one with Tashlim.
Have in mind the second one the same Tashlumin and then say the Tachan Antonu Gesundheit.
That's not Megale.
Now the Mishnah Berurah has the following question. Here's an interesting question. So if you didn't say Tachan Antonu in both, so you're also okay, right? Now the din is if you didn't say Tachan Antonu in Shmona Esrei and you ate before Havdalah, the din is you have to repeat Shmona Esrei. Well, in Hilchos Shabbos, we'll learn about that, what the reason is. Again, you forgot Hatochan Antonu Shmona Esrei, and you ruined Havdalah by eating before Havdalah. The din is you have to daven Shmona Esrei over. Sounds weird. It's a Gemara in Brachos. You're showing them really. So now he wants to know, let's say you daven Shmona Esrei twice, and you didn't say Hatochan Antonu, and either. You then ate before Havdalah. Now you have to daven over again. Oh, so you don't say, he said that already. Yeah, he said this din already. You know, here the whole chiddush is. He said that already. Let's say you daven chayva. And then you daven tashlum. Let's say it's Rosh Chodesh. Let's say it's Rosh Chodesh. In fact, I have a kash on the Mishnah Berurah, really. He already said previously, we learned, that if it's Rosh Chodesh morning, and you daven choiva first, the way you're supposed to, but you forgot Yalla B'Yavim. But you daven choiva and then tashlum, and then you remember that you forgot Yalla B'Yavim. So you have to daven choiva first. Right? You have to daven choiva again. But now retroactively, it turned out that you davened your tashlumin before your chayva. We had that thing. So the Shmur says that's fine, as long as you meant well. So even though you weren't yotzei, it turns out, because you didn't say alaviyavo, but that's okay. It's not that important that you be yotzei with the first two. Bigger is you did it the right way. That's what he says. So now I have a kasha. Here he says the same thing, but he says it with a twist. And that twist is l'chayra not necessary. What's his twist? You daven Shmona Esrei Motzei Shabbos twice. You didn't say Hatochan Antonu. You then ate before Havdalah. You now have to daven Ma'ariv over again. So he's saying, so now it turns out retroactively that you daven Tashlumin before Chayva. So he says that's okay because at the time you davened the second Ma'ariv, you didn't eat yet. So at that time, you did okay. At that point in time, you hadn't eaten yet. So you were yotzei the chova. You just ruined the chova later by eating. Why does he have to say that? That's a good kasha. Why does he have to say that for? Why can't he? But after the Shlom Kumin Sodem, as we say in Yiddish.
The fact is you are... True.
What?
It happens to be true. That at the time.
Why did he have to say it? Because we're saying something that's.
Yeah, but it's as much of a cause as the other one.
Oh. The first din is a much bigger chiddush. Even if you tack a warrant, you would say. You just didn't. You didn't remember. You weren't aware of it. Here, the spoiling factor occurred afterwards.
Wait.
With all due respect.
Now, I understand that.
Do you have a teretz, or you just like...
No, but
I'm asking that didn't have dollar.
Yeah, that would have dollar. Yeah. That would be over, let's say.
No.
This one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it like it really was that okay and erases it from history?
Whatever it is, but it certainly, but the Mishmura says the reason is because at the time of the second Tfila you hadn't eaten yet. So at that time you have davened the Chova first. But in the beginning of the Siman he had a much worse case. And he just said, you know, as long as your heart was in the right place, you meant to daven Chova first, you're okay. It's in Sifkat and Tess. Okay, we'll stop here. What are we doing about